Every time you close your eyes, I want you to think of the day that you let me have you. When I was tracing lines gently on your skin, across your stomach and back down, slowly sliding over your pussy, my lips went to your neck and I placed a small kiss. I could feel your pulse quicken against my lips as my fingers lightly moved against your pussy, right on top of the fabric of your knickers. I wanted to take my time with you, sliding my hand inside those knickers, pushing my fingers between your lips, feeling your sensitive clit and rubbing against it. I want you to remember watching me as I move down between your legs. Remember the feel of my fingers in your pussy, how you became even wetter with a simple flick of my tongue, how your hand went to my head to run your fingers through my long hair as I kissed the most intimate part of you. I wanted to please you. I wanted to make your legs shake and hear your moans in my ear. Show me how you need me, how you want me. Let me see that you cannot survive without my tongue between your lips, because this is mine. It belongs to me. You were mine. I wanted you. I needed you as you needed me. And time after time, you let me have you. Naked, vulnerable, in my bed, in my arms, right where you belong. Remember the feel of my tongue exploring your pussy, slipping between your lips, and diving into your juices, which taste so much like mine. My tongue flicking against your clit as I wrapped my arms around your thighs and held you there, forcing you right to the edge. Bite your lip and close your eyes. Remember the feel of my hands on your skin, my fingers gripping at your throat and then slowly trailing down your breasts, my bronze-painted nails teasing your skin down between your thighs, making you crave my touch even more as I bury myself in your desire. I needed you in my mouth. I needed to taste you, to feel your juices on my tongue. You were such a good girl. Do you remember when I pushed you against the wall and forced your arms over your head, holding them there so you couldn't move? The way you looked at me, the need in your eyes. I couldn't help but move a hand to your breasts and run my finger over your nipple, teasing them until they became hard. I wanted to steal your breath and make your legs go weak. But I held you there, my leg forcing yours apart, listening to you gasp in pleasure from the pressure I put against your clitoris. "Beg for it, little girl," I whispered, my lips almost touching yours. I wanted to push my tongue into your mouth and taste your lips. I needed to ravish you, seduce you. I needed to show you what I could do, what I was capable of. I needed to take you, so I did. I let your arms go and grabbed your hips instead. I needed you off the ground. I needed you to wrap your legs around me so I could bury my strap-on deep inside you with my hands gripping your ass. I wanted to feel your nails clawing at my back. Your moans, those precious moans, getting louder, and I go faster and harder inside you, the base of the dildo smashing against my own clit. I couldn't help let out a cougar growl when you begged me not to stop. I wasn't going to. You kissed me while I took you, your moans muffled against my lips as I brought you to the peak. The peak of hitting the one spot that makes you scream, but I didn't push you over. No, I held you there, right on the edge of pleasure, because I wanted you to completely lose yourself. I wanted my little girl to come for me. I wanted to leave you dripping until your thighs are drenched with the juices I forced out of you. I want to make you scream my name so much that you begin to forget your own. Do you remember when it was over and we collapsed onto the floor, both our breaths shaky, and I pulled you close to me, running my fingers through your hair as I kissed your head? We sat there and I held you, letting your body relax, letting your heart beat calm until you were ready for me to let you go. You were such a good girl that day. You're my good girl.